Well, good morning and welcome to another Radio Fishing. This is Fishing Frank, and we're going to take a step out of the ordinary for us. And, you know, we pretty much exclusively just do fishing, but that's not the case with our guest today. And our guest today is Captain Josh Greer. And Josh has a fishing guide service that he does, and he does fishing charters and all this other stuff, and instructional trip and all these fishing things. But Josh is a hunting guide as well. And ducks, hogs, all different kinds of stuff he can take you out fishing for. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Hey, Frank. Good morning.
Oh, the crowd loves you. Yes, they do. They do, you know. Now, what type of hunting trips do you do?
I offer mostly exclusively duck hunting trips.
Duck hunting.
Yep. I hunt all over the place for myself.
I'm sorry, the crowd just loves you back there.
It's the beard. The beard. They like the beard.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
It's that beard. I tell you what, people just can't get enough of that. When we're, you know, our studio audience here, I mean, there's hundreds of people show up for these shows, you know. They all sit right there in that little corner.
Yeah.
You know? But, so, anyway, you do a lot of duck hunting.
I do.
Do you do them here in Charlotte County as well?
I do them here on the harbor in Charlotte County. I also hunt Lake Okeechobee, Lake Insipoga, kind of wherever the ducks are.
Now, as weird as it is, you bring up Istapoga, great crappie fishing, good bass fishing over there. Mm-hmm. How far is Istapoga from here?
Istapoga from here is a little over an hour, hour and 20 minutes, something like that. Okeechobee's right at an hour from my house.
So, how do you get to Istapoga from here?
You'd go up, go through Arcadia, go over 70, and go up 27 into Lake Placid there.
All right. And you do duck hunting here, you just take the regular boat out, or you got a duck blind boat?
It depends. I have a duck boat with a mud motor on it. It can go anywhere. I primarily use that if we're just duck hunting. But I do have, you know, I do a cast and blast, if you will. Go duck hunting in the morning for a few hours and go out and catch some fish. For that, I take the big boat, and I drop everybody off, and we kind of hide around the corner.
I got to tell you, the funniest thing I ever saw was a guy, I don't know how much money he had in this boat, but it had all the fake reeds all over it.
Oh, yeah.
It was all, I mean, he's stuck out there. He's got all his decoys in the water and this big reed thing, and he's using it in the harbor.
Right.
Now, I was out there doing a trip, and all of a sudden, I look, and here's all these ducks, and they'd come up, they'd see this all this blind stuff up, and they would all turn and just haul out and then just land in there, and they go right over the regular boats.
Oh, yeah.
So the best way to camouflage
is being wide open almost.
Is just to have a regular boat, some fishing poles, and the ducks just go right over the boat. They don't care.
Right.
But if you're out there with all that camouflage and stuff, they seem to know that, hey, something's wrong.
Well, you got to think, we are in the extreme south, if you will, as far as duck hunting goes.
Right.
So by the time those ducks get to us, they've seen every trick in the book. Only the smart ones make it to us. If they're dumb, they die up north.
Because I'm sitting there watching these ducks, and all of a sudden, I mean, this guy spent so much money. They just scare right off. I even tried running my boat around. I was going to shoo a couple over towards him. You know, I felt bad for him.
No, they don't play that game.
No, they don't play that game. They just fly up, go right over the top of my boat.
I primarily hunt standing in the mangroves instead of being in a boat.
So you take your boat up, anchor it off.
Yep. Jump out, go up around the corner, you know, from the boat there, and kind of use my fishing boat kind of have as a diversion, you know, so that I can stop them from going over here, so they have to come to us.
There you go.
You know.
So anyway, the duck hunting's pretty good. Now, duck hunting is not a catch-and-release sport.
Absolutely not.
But one of the good things about duck hunting, if it wasn't for duck hunters, there'd literally be no ducks
left. There would be no ducks,
because it's the money the duck hunters spent to buy the wetlands, buy the habitat, buy the preserves. And if you're not a hunter and you, you know, you think, oh, gee, go out and buy a hunting license.
Yep.
You need to buy a hunting license. You need to get a duck stamp.
Buy a duck stamp every year, whether you use it or not, because that $15 goes straight back to National Wildlife refuges, and it doesn't help just ducks. You know, everything that uses those refuges benefits from your $15.
And it's an amazingly good cause. I see people drop, you know, change in these stupid things on the convenience store counters, right, where 0.5% of it goes, yep, to the charity. If you spend that $15 on a duck stamp, you really did some good.
Right.
Absolutely. So, duck hunting, whether you agree with it or not, is actually a very good thing for ducks. It, right, doesn't seem to be, but it really is.
Yep.
And
well, and it's kind of that way with all hunting, Frank. Hunters do more for conservation than probably any group ever does. And primarily because we have the most to lose. If there's, right, no ducks, if there's no deer, well, we don't get to be a hunter anymore. So. Right.
So, yeah, no, it's really surprising people don't understand that aspect of it. And now, one of the things about it is that when you're out duck hunting, you're going to, like I say, catch and release thing. It's not exactly it, but how is the edibility of the ducks here?
They're not bad. The ducks here on the harbor are not the best because they're diving ducks. They eat little mussels and little clams and stuff on the bottom. But you can hide that in a lot of stuff. My favorite way to do the ducks here on the harbor is cut them. Soak them in water for a couple of days, get the blood out, then cut them in strips and make fajitas out of them with onions and peppers and stuff. So you kind of hide that.
Fajitas. That's, yeah, actually sounds pretty,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they're good. They're very good.
Yeah.
And then the puddle ducks that we shoot over on the lakes and stuff, they're actually really good eating.
So if you're going to go, if you want a really good tasty duck, you want to go to Okeechobee, right, Istipoga.
Yep.
So now, what kind of, using 12-gauge?
Yep, 12-gauge mostly. You can shoot some 20-gauge. Here on the harbor, you really want 12-gauge because these ducks are, they're fairly tough. They take some shot pretty good. So,
he's this big.
Exactly. And they're a diver, so if you wound one, he dives and you lose him. And that counts as your limit.
Yep.
So as soon as you shoot that duck, it's your limit whether you find it or not.
Well, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
And, you know, what surprises me about hunters, even with fishermen, the vast majority of people really play by the rules.
Right.
We're all, you know, really trying to find out, you know, what's going to go on for our kids, you know, right, grandkids and all that. And I've got 5 grandkids now. Oh, my God.
You're getting old, Frank.
Oh, no, I am old. Getting has been here and gone. But now, if you were going to, let's say, if you were going to go duck hunting, where would you put in?
I usually use the Harbor Heights boat ramp, obviously, because I live in Harbor Heights, but it's also kind of centrally located to the hunting area that I hunt in. I hunt all those little ragged islands there around 75 and stuff. So I usually put in there. You could put in, what's that other ramp on the other side of the river there?
Riverside.
Yeah, you could put in at Riverside also.
Now, I see a lot of people, I used to see a lot of them hunting around Hog Island. Is that still, yep, pretty good down there?
Yeah, it's not bad. Hog Island's pretty good. There seems to be a lot. There's some more puddle ducks that use Hog Island sometimes back in the backside of Hog Island there. So you can shoot some of these Florida model ducks and stuff, and they're really good eating. But I shoot those also over in the mouth of the river. So
now, the one thing about this is when you're going to go duck hunting, you really have to know your ducks.
Absolutely. Duck hunting is not something that you decide one day, I'm going to go duck hunting today, and you go buy a shotgun, you go buy decoys, and go duck hunting. I'm seeing more of that thanks to Duck Dynasty, yeah, you know, but
the problem is, though, you're going to go, you can actually go to jail shooting the wrong duck.
Oh, yeah, it's a federal offense.
Yeah, I mean, this is not light-duty stuff.
Right.
When we talk about they're conservation-minded, we're not kidding. These people are really into this. So,
you need to be able to know what the duck looks like in the air before you pull the trigger. They're easy to identify when they're in the hand.
Right.
But, you know, like the ducks here in the harbor, the majority of them, you're only allowed to shoot 2 of. And there's other ducks out there that you can shoot more of, but they all look the same.
Right.
You know, so you got to be careful.
So the best thing to do is hire somebody like yourself. And the big thing about it is getting comfortable with, so that you can go, okay, now see that one, look at the
right,
the configuration of,
yep,
it, that's this type of duck, that's, yep, that type of duck. If nothing else, the price of the guide trip is going to be much less than the fines you'd,
absolutely,
get for
absolutely
shooting the wrong duck. Yep. What I'm trying to do, though, is try and give people a feel that there's even more stuff to do on the water here than,
absolutely,
what people think.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And no one thinks of Florida when they think of duck hunting. You know, they have these Midwest, Mississippi, and all that, which there's obviously there's great duck hunting there, but there's also great duck hunting here. You know, everybody goes, oh, I didn't know that those ducks came down here. Well, where do you think they went when they left you?
Yeah, they were going south.
Yeah, exactly.
This is it.
Yeah.
They can't go much further than here. This right. is pretty much end of the line.
Exactly.
You know? So the best part about all this is you've got your cast and blast charters. Now, I know you've got a couple of them coming up. What's your game plan for your next charter?
My next one, I've got to take a gentleman duck hunting. He's got a couple ducks that he's got to get off of his list of every duck in North America. So we're really going to do, we got 3 days of some really hardcore hunting and pretty selective hunting, because he really just wants to shoot these couple of ducks. So I'll be spending that time over on a couple different lakes looking for specific species of ducks.
Now that's a hard order.
Okay. Very hard.
I want to shoot a duck, but it can only be this one.
Exactly.
This one.
And I mean, he's a duck hunter, so he's going to shoot whatever comes in, but he really wants a certain ducks.
Okay, but how many species of ducks do we get down here? 10? 5?
10, 15 different species, probably.
Name 5 quickly.
Blue-winged teal, green-winged teal, mottled ducks, bluebills, pintails, widgeon, redheads, shovelers,
mallards.
We don't get any actual greenhead mallards down here. Very few, I should say.
Because I could have swore I've seen some.
What you're seeing is probably the Florida mottled duck, which looks like a hen mallard. It's almost identical, but the drake and the hen are both all brown, but they're big duck like a mallard.
I've seen some with kind of the black and green on the head.
Right. Now, and a couple years ago, I saw one actually on the harbor over by Alligator Creek. We do get a few stragglers, and some of those ducks are actually domestic ducks that have been, you know, you can buy mallards, and they've got away.
And then they just get loose and fly around. Okay. So, anyway, I guess the last thing to do is you can get a hunting trip for right here in Charlotte Harbor. Is there any other kind of hunting to do here?
There's a lot of guys around here that do the wild hog hunting. There's ranches everywhere for that, which that's a fun thing.
And that's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, I mean, they're $250, $300 for a hog, you know, for a meat-size hog, if you will.
Right.
I mean, a big trophy hog's $500 or so. So it's not a big expense.
And now, what about... gator hunting is obviously becoming a bigger and bigger thing.
Absolutely.
But you need special permits, and those permits are only good for certain areas.
Correct.
And then deer hunting is...
We have some deer hunting.
What's that? That one that got loose after the hurricane?
The Axis deer. Yep.
Now,
yep.
What's the story on those?
They were on some game ranches around just outside of town here, actually. And after Hurricane Charlie, their big high fences blew down. They got loose. Well, they seem to be thriving pretty well. So there's a lot of private land around that now has...
Good population. Oh yeah, there is. And these are big deer. These are 150, 200 pound deer.
Yep. And there is a breeding herd out there. I mean, they're making babies, and we're going to be like Texas here, eventually, I think.
So, the regular Florida deer, a big one's 100 pounds.
Yeah.
A big one. Yep. I mean, 65, 75 pounds.
Yeah, we don't have the agriculture that, you know, the Midwest has, or you know. They don't sit out in cornfields and get fat all day. They're eating palmetto berries and grass, just trying to survive, you know?
Right. And so, but with these Axis deer, for some reason or other, they actually get pretty good size.
Yeah, they're pretty, and that's,
I think
by
our
nature,
deer
they're big anyway.
Kind of stunted over the years to more adapt to their surroundings down here. And how's the Florida deer for eating?
Excellent. I've ate deer from all over the country and deer here, and there's no different. Venison is venison to me.
So, you know, the Florida deer are actually pretty good eating. They're not much of a. Yep. I mean, they're smaller, but they're wily.
Yeah,
they're sticky.
Yeah. And what I tell people is, oh, you guys don't, you know, I hear it all the time. You guys don't have big bucks here and this and that. No, that's fine. But I challenge those people to go kill a deer in Florida.
It's
a lot harder than it is in Missouri.
It's double tough because they're small, heavy cover.
And not near as many.
And you've got to really know what you're looking for, because to see a deer in Florida is tricky to do. And now once you get up, I drive 19 going up towards Jacksonville a lot. Right. And you go through that, I think it's the Ocala National Forest up there.
Yeah.
And right about sunset, and I have counted 200 deer on the side of the road. Easy.
I mean, there's plenty of deer in Florida.
You got to drive around them.
Right.
But once you get down this far, this is double tough. And even those ones up there, they could be standing 3 feet into the trees, and they're just, they're sneaky, wily little deer.
Around here, when you see a deer in the woods, you usually see a deer face.
Yeah.
The rest of the body's hid.
Yeah, it's tough. So anyway, now you've been doing some fishing charters over the last few days.
Yep.
One question I always try and ask everybody who comes on is, if you were going to go out today, where would you go? What would you look for? You know, what would you do today to try and catch a fish? Where would you go and what would you try and do?
Today, I would probably stick around the canals, fish some docks with this cooler weather. We're not going to have a lot of water today. Tide's pretty low, and tide's not going to come in real good, especially with the east wind. So I'd stick around some deeper water, some docks, catch some sheep's head, some black drum. I actually been catching some decent black drum, and they're great eating fish. They're fun to catch, you know.
Give me a bait.
A live shrimp.
Okay. So
or a piece of a live shrimp.
You're going to take some shrimp.
Absolutely.
Toss them right up underneath some of the docks and the
canals.
Yeah,
with a little split shot on it, and just sit there and wait for them.
All right. Well, this is... sorry, I don't know what just happened to me. I've been sitting there, and it's just one of those crazy days here. I'd wish that I was, I don't know the name of the program anymore. It's Radio Fishing, and this is Fishing Frank. Captain Josh Greer across from me today.
Thank you, Frank.
And we appreciate you tuning in to a somewhat clustered version of Radio Fishing, but hey, there's hunting, there's fishing, it's Charlotte County, it's the bomb, and this is Captain Josh Greer, and give him a call, you click his picture right next to this, and it will take you to his website. Thank you, and talk to you next time.